You've been listening to 93.3 WNRB Wausau. Real life, real learning, real radio. Coming up next, a show the NSA always loves to listen into and stop tapping my phones. This is The Mike Cannon Show.
Warning, the views expressed on The Mike Cannon Show, or the segments brought to you on this indie media radio show do not necessarily reflect the views of WNRB nor WNRB's host.
This is my boomstick!
The Mike Cannon Show.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
This could be dangerous. You should go back.
Welcome to your only non-corporate, independent media program for Central Wisconsin, The Mike Cannon Show. Every Monday from 2 to 6 p.m., we bring you alternative, non-corporate voices from around the country and the world. Voices produced by other not-for-profit and or community radio stations. If you don't want all your news spoon-fed to you by the six major corporations that own the majority of radio, television, and print media out there, then get your dose of reality each week here on The Mike Cannon Show. A reminder that you can catch this, The Mike Cannon Show, each Monday from 2 to 6 p.m. on 93.3 WNRB, or visit one of our live stream links. Also, as always, the first hour of the show can be found at radioforall.net, indiemedia.org, Madison, for nonprofit, community, and micropower station use worldwide.
You want some more? Huh? You want a little? Do you?
Big show for you this week with lots of great information. Later this first hour, I'll be bringing you sounds from the near right of what happened this past Saturday as the Nazis came to our state capital in Madison, Wisconsin. It's funny, here I am, a volunteer at WNRB, a local community radio station, who can bother to go down to Madison and report for you what happened as the angry crowds filled our state capital. But our local, quote, professional, unquote, paid all-hate AM radio station, who likes to go on road trips, can't even bother to show up. Last week, our all-hate AM radio station flew out their primetime guy to cover the Freedom Ride in Utah, following the path of a whole 60 bikers as they crossed this country. The same guy covered live the NRA meeting in Milwaukee this last summer, and the same guy went to Camp Pendleton, California Marine Barracks this past spring and hung out in the comforts of the Green Zone in occupied Iraq last year. However, they can't even bother to cover the Nazis coming to our state capital in a town much closer than he visited yet, nor send a reporter to Stevens Point, Wisconsin for the anniversary of the war in Iraq last April. That's corporate media for you. Whose side are they on? Whose voices are they offering to you? The government's, the corporate interests, or are they yours? So later this hour, sounds from the Madison Nazi visit. But first, a little montage, a taste, a tease, if you will, of other items you'll be hearing on the entire Mike Cannon Show this week.
Well, if that is the worst thing that happens today, I'll be thrilled.
United States citizens, it seems very strange that there's this big push for this to control data right now.
There is a huge push on all fronts, especially in the medical arena, which is really interesting. I don't know about there in Canada, but here in the United States, there are all kinds of laws that have been instituted supposedly to protect consumers. But you have to basically sign away your life, and they tell you all these people this data could go to if you go into a doctor's office and they have records on you. And, of course, our former Secretary of Health and Human Services, Tommy Thompson, you know, when he left his post in the Bush administration at the end of 2004, you know, where did he go? He went to the Verichip Corporation Board of Directors, and they're the makers of the glass encapsulated RFID tags for human flesh. Shortly after joining the board in the spring of 2005, he went on national television here encouraging all Americans to get chipped to link to their medical records. And there's been a huge push for these electronic
medical records. The fact is, a number of the British plotters didn't even have passports yet, let alone plane tickets. So not only was a catastrophe not likely, but it also wasn't days away. Certainly, the plot wasn't developed or imminent enough to justify the panicked overreaction of U.S. and other Western authorities. British authorities, in fact, wanted to wait and let the plot unfold so as to gather more information and evidence. Evidence, imagine that, on the people involved. But Washington pushed hard for early arrest. Gee, I wonder why. A November election, likely to turn on Republican mismanagement of the so-called global war on terror, wouldn't have anything to do with the timing of arrests and the unprecedented and helpfully color-coded security alert now, would it?
This is Baghdad Scar. This is Baghdad Scar. This is Baghdad Scar.
You know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
As of Monday, August 28, 2006, 2,641 United States military personnel had died in Iraq since the start of the invasion. 19,890 United States military personnel had been wounded, over 9,000 of which had suffered grievous injuries such as amputations.
After learning that the U.S. commercial long-grain rice supply was contaminated with experimental rice not approved for human consumption, the U.S. government kept the information to itself for 18 days. The U.S. government does not have a national system to test for contamination by genetically modified crops. Instead, it relies on private companies to discover and disclose their own mistakes.
Worcester.indymedia.org.
Worcester.indymedia.org.
Everyone has a voice. Use yours at Worcester.indymedia.org.
King Abdullah of Jordan, one of the only two Arab countries to have a peace treaty with Israel, observed that the fighting has caused a backlash against moderate Arab leaders and is strengthening the extremists it was intended to destroy. Hezbollah is officially listed as a terrorist organization by only 6 of the 192 UN member governments, Australia, Canada, Israel, the Netherlands, the UK, and the US.
This week also, or at least the Senate Budget Committee, which is obviously Republican-controlled, they had been estimating the costs for the development of major new weapon systems for the United States military that have been introduced since 9/11. Now, these are weapon systems that have nothing to do whatsoever with the global war on terror. There are things like, you know, fighting the old Soviet Union, or things that can accommodate new nuclear weapons, which you know, not the bunker busters they're talking about with Iran, but the really big ones. Costs for those weapon systems have doubled since 9/11, which is a little bit more than the rate of inflation. So, because the military services are so short-staffed right now, they're having a hard time with new recruits, and this is not going to help. A report from Associated Press this week that more than 100 young women who expressed interest in joining the military in the past year were preyed upon sexually by their recruiters. Now, this is about 95 more than had been known publicly before. If it was 100, I mean, there were really only a handful of cases that have been made public up to this point. Women were raped on recruiting office couches. They were assaulted in government cars. They were groped en route to entrance exams. At least 30...
And I am from Madison. Great. And why did you decide to come down here today, Alan?
I'm obligated by history to be down here today. I lost family in the Nazi Holocaust of World War II, and I'm of the left and understand the nature of fascism.
And down here today,
John Madison, and why I'm down here?
Yes, sir.
Because I am very much opposed to Nazism.
Right. And so you come down here to kind of show your support for the people that are down here protesting against the Nazis?
Yes, I think they're a threat to civilization.
Great. Have you ever participated in any kind of protest like this before?
Yes, we confronted the Minutemen, which is also a right-wing, rather bigoted group.
Nazi salute. There's probably, I'd say about 15 in uniform and maybe another 10 that are on the side of them that just did a Nazi salute. And it's really starting to rain now. So again, there was three arrests right in front of me, literally. Some tomatoes got thrown at the, well, kind of in the general direction of the Nazis. Couldn't possibly have reached them. Snatch squad came in and all right tackled three younger guys, smashed the guy's head. He looks like he's bleeding a little bit. Now the black block is moving on. Cops have put away the tear gas canisters right next to the black blockers that are right now are marching across the block, back and forth across the crosswalks. Looks like the mounted police are going to form a wedge with their horses and try to go right through the black blockers. Looks like that's the way they're going to be going about it.
Our winner tonight, comedian Rush Limbaugh, suggesting that civilian deaths in Lebanon are necessary to stop terror. Until those civilians start paying a price for propping up these kinds of regimes, it's not going to end, folks. It would be a little less alarming if it didn't echo something another commentator said 9 years ago. The American people, they are not exonerated from responsibility because they chose this government and voted for it despite their knowledge of its crimes. That was said by Osama bin Laden. Rush Limbaugh, following the logic and ethics of Osama bin Laden, today's worst person in the world.
And now, the only radio commentator not addicted to illegal pain medication, nor Viagra, Mike Cannon.
Gee, what a surprise that Rush Limp would preach the same message as Osama bin Laden. Last week I brought to you once again how hateful and hypocritical these talk radio personalities can be. Over the past weeks, I've given you examples of both nationally syndicated talk radio and local talk radio and their rabid propaganda. One of this week's best outright misinformation by Right Ring Talk had to go to Rusty Humphreys, who is now pushing on a show that, see, they did find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And by the recent survey that came out about the lies told over and over again, is working. Over half the Republicans believe that they did find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. I guess it is a matter of what your definition of is, as Clinton once told us. Is those 200 shells from the 1990s war with inert toxins that you'd have to swallow or rub into your eyes to get anything effect from them, is that weapons of mass destruction? According to Rusty Humphreys, yes, those is. Well, a few more is-isms for you. Is that tax dollar going more and more to the rich? Is there really 5 million more Americans that fell below the poverty line since Bush took over office? Is it true that Bush is the first president ever since Eisenhower to lose more jobs than he created? Is it true that Bush did everything in his powers to help New Orleans before and after Katrina hit? Is it true that this country is less safer now from terrorism? And is it true that we are creating more and more terrorists than we can kill? Is it true that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq? And is it true that Saddam Hussein was an imminent threat to the United States? Well, as Clinton once said, and now the right likes to say all the time, I guess it's a matter of what you mean by is. Having to sit hours listening to the AM all-hate radio stations to bring you clips of their rabid propaganda, often vile comments, makes me sick. This week I bring you just a couple of small clips from comments made off our local AM talk radio, with surprise, some representatives from the NRA. The first clip they'll be talking about the Madison gun ban and how they repealed that law, and the second clip is about the Alabama municipality law requiring you to guns that they helped pass.
Madison did have a very onerous law, which it finally went far enough that we got on our high horse and got some legislation, which we called the Preemptive Act. So now in Wisconsin, no municipality or county can enact a stricter gun law than the state itself enacts.
I happen to think I have a brother-in-law and sister-in-law who lived down in Kennesaw, Georgia. It's a suburb of Atlanta area. Mm-hmm. And they each have a permit to carry a firearm. And actually, I believe it's still on the law is that you're supposed to have, it's a law that you have a gun in the Kennesaw area. Now, I don't know if that's mandated or not, if they really go around and check.
Well, it is, but that's kind of tongue-in-cheek because Morton Grove, Illinois passed a gun ban. And Kennesaw, Georgia City Council said, well, we'll one-up that, and we passed that everybody has to have a gun. It was never enforced. It was okay. Pretty much tongue-in-cheek, but it was making a statement that Kennesaw, Georgia trusts their people.
Now, first I want to say that I have great mixed feelings about the gun laws, and the left is often as bad as the right on many subjects. But here is a prime example of the great myth of the right, that they are for smaller government and they want to allow more local control over decisions. Of course, they only want to play this game when it is too convenient to their personal beliefs. One state, they want laws to restrict communities' right to decide for themselves what works best. Another state, they want to pass laws to protect local decisions. Look at the Terri Schiavo laws they wanted to pass, flag-burning amendments, federal anti-gay legislation, and you see that the right is not for smaller government at all, only their kind of government. Next time someone on the right tells you that they are for smaller government, ask them if they are anti-choice. If they are and they want government to restrict people, then, as this famous American once said,
"Now those who seek absolute power, even though they seek it to do what they regard as good, are simply demanding the right to enforce their own version of heaven on earth."
And now, the man your mother warned you about, Mike Cannon.
First up, some interviews with counter-protesters, then on to the near riot that followed as some people tried to show the Nazis how much they're not welcomed in Wisconsin. And, by the way, contrary to the local newspaper reports about only 800 people showing up to counter the Nazis, there is well over 2,000 or 3,000. Also bring you my witness reports of pretty sketchy police tactics, including searching of backpacks of students, frisking demonstrators for holding signs, and the taking down of three young people right in front of me. Now, yes, there was some tomatoes being thrown by the crowd, but believe me, Brett Favre could not have tossed them even where close to the Nazis, for the Nazis were so far away. And the police who were there farther from me than the group throwing it, they rushed the crowd and just started grabbing people. The Nazis watching from the top of the state capitol steps must have been very delighted at what they saw. Mike Cannon here in front of the state capitol, and I'm with a gentleman in the crowd that is handing out some stuff and is here for the Nazis that are coming. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about why you're down here and what do you think is going to happen here today?
Yeah, just to be clear, we're against the Nazis.
Right.
Good. The Nazis have their annual demonstration here on the Capitol steps this afternoon. It'll be starting in about an hour and 15 minutes to grow. Hopefully more than 1,000 folks turn out, basically to send a very clear message. The Nazis are not welcome in our town, and we're going to let them know it. We're going to have a peaceful, massive, vocal counter-demonstration.
Great. I see there's a bunch of fences and horses out here, too. Why do you think quite a big, huge distance from where I presume they're going to be speaking. Why do you think these police are horseback and the fences are up?
The police are very concerned about the counter-demonstration becoming less than peaceful. And, of course, we're the ones who are concerned about the Nazis becoming less than peaceful. They're the ones who are Nazis. So whatever miscommunication the police may, you know, have with the Nazis about who are the real problem, the police will be facing the counter-demonstration. We, of course, believe that the police, if they have to be here at all, will be facing the Nazis.
Alan, and I am from Madison.
Great. And why did you decide to come down here today, Alan?
I'm obligated by history to be down here today. I lost family in the Nazi Holocaust of World War II, and I'm of the left and understand the nature of fascism.
And so the Nazis have come down here and give a speech. I see there's a huge distance, like about 100 yards, and a bunch of police and police on horseback, too. Why do you think that they're down here?
Well, historically, in these periods, the state has often protected fascist formations. They're not here for our safety.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. I'm with another gentleman here who's at the anti-Nazi protests, and I wonder if you give me your first name, what city you're from, and why you might have come down here today.
It's Mario Day. I'm from Belfast, North Ireland.
Great. Okay. And why did you decide to come down here?
I've been in Madison for like since March, and I don't like no Nazis whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. So have you ever had to deal with them up in Ireland at all?
No, just the British Army and like the Orange Order and the Loyalist Volunteers and all. They basically did the same thing.
My name's Josh. I'm originally from Houston, and my intentions are purely voyeuristic.
Really? You just want to come and see what's going on?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of coverage on NPR about an anti-protest, and so I decided I'd come down to see how everything shook out.
Quite a distance from there. You're going to be able to hear them. It looks like over 100 yards up some steps, past some pretty high fences, and, of course, a line of police on horseback, too.
Yeah, it's kind of an intense scene. You can kind of feel the tension mounting, you know.
Great. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Right now, a whole bunch of riot police look like kind of Star Wars stormtrooper types are starting to line up in the front of the lawn in front of the state capitol.
It looks like they're still a good 100 yards from a double fence, double-heighted fence, and I guess the Nazis are going to be speaking on the other side of that in about an hour or so. It's sort of a subdued festive occasion, some drummers and a whole bunch of people. I'd estimate about at least 2,000 here already, maybe, and it's going to get bigger, I think, as the day goes on. Basically, the crowd has moved up to the edge of the Capitol steps where the first double barricade line is set up. Between the crowd, then, is a line of riot police in full regalia. After that is a bunch of mounted police officers. Up the steps about 50 more yards from there is a police fence, a double police fence high. And I presume when the Nazis come, that's where they'll be. Person that has another sign holding up says no to fascism and Nazis, and she's got her face on one side of it and a crossed out Nazi sign on the other. I wonder if you can give me your first name, the city you're from, and why you're down here today.
My name is Katie and I'm from Madison, and I'm down here to protest not only the Nazis but fascism in general, including our administration right now, and the racism and the right wing shit has got to go. It's the same, like fascism, whether it's Nazis or fascism as a government form, it's not gonna fly, and I think it's gonna, something's gonna happen soon, so we need to speak out and say something.
And why are you down here today?
John Madison, and why I'm down here?
Yes, sir.
Because I am very much opposed to Nazism.
And so you come down here to kind of show your support for the people that are down here protesting against the Nazis?
Yes. I think they're a threat to civilization.
Great. Have you ever participated in any kind of protest like this before?
Yes, we confronted the Minutemen, which is also a right-wing, rather bigoted group. And, we were very successful. We pretty much shut them down. They had to leave. Great. And we're hoping we can do the same here. And they have a lot of hatred towards minorities. They're basically a white organization. And both of these groups are very similar in that manner.
I'm Mark. I'm from Madison. And I'm a Jew. And I think that they can't be ignored. That's how we got in trouble with them, with Nazis, historically.
Yeah, Tony, and I'm from the city, Madison.
Great. And why'd you come down here today, sir?
Well, I came to protest. Also, might as well say, get a big-time laugh at this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because it is hilarious, you got to admit.
Sure. You think their message is kind of foolish, basically?
You might as well say it. If you ever read their website, it's so pathetic, you can't even help but laugh at it. I mean, they can't even complete a rudimentary sentence.
You are listening to the audio interviews, sounds, and voices I got this weekend, Saturday, August 26, as the Nazis came to Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm with another gentleman here who's at the anti-Nazi protest who was just talking to some police officers. I'm wondering if you can tell me what that was all about.
I was just walking around talking with a friend of mine, and I guess the police are looking for people that may or may not cause problems today. I don't quite know what they're looking for. And they claimed that it looked like I may have something, a weapon or something in my bag that could cause trouble, and asked to search me.
It looks like you have just like a regular school backpack on.
It's a school backpack. I emptied it before I left the house of all my mail and everything. I didn't want them to, you know, take anything into custody. And I just have a huge bottle of water because it's quite muggy out.
Sure. And so you consented to the search then?
I informed the officer I was uncomfortable with the search, but I was not going to refuse.
The gentleman here who's with National Lawyers Guild, big giant neon green legal observer hat. Sir, I wonder why you're down here today.
I volunteer with the National Lawyers Guild and the ACLU in order to come here to document any rights violations by the police on either side and to document any things that go on today.
Right. Now, there's always a big giant debate. Do the Nazis have a right to be down here and the protesters? I guess that's basically, you said both sides, right?
Yes, we're maintaining a neutral stance. In theory, we're here to protect the rights of speech on both sides, yes.
Right. So if the police get out of hand with the crowds against the anti-protesters, then you'd be documenting that?
That's correct, yes.
More people out here in front of the anti-Nazis protests. I see you've got immigration rights march September 4th. I'm wondering if you can tell me a little bit why you're all here today and a little bit about that march.
Well, this is about immigrants' rights. Actually, democracy is the right to speak, the right to choose where you want to live. And I think it's the right for every individual human being or for everybody to choose wherever they choose to live. So it is a human right, and that's an immigrant right. not just because they're immigrant, but I think it's more than it's just human right.
And the Nazis are against immigrants often, right?
That's correct. That's correct. They were back in the Second World War II, 1940s. They were anti-immigrants, basically against the Jewish, and they're now against our Hispanic, mostly targeting Hispanic, but, you know.
Immigration Rights March, September 4th. Can you tell me just a little bit more about the march then? When is it going to be? Where is it going to be held?
It's going to be held here at Madison, and it's going to be held at 11:30 a.m.
Hey, 2, 4, 6, 8, we don't want your racist hate. 2, 4, 6, 8, we don't want your racist hate. 2, 4, 6, 8, we don't want your racist hate.
The police are starting to deploy another line of the riot cops behind the first line of riot police. And it looks like they're marching up to the main body of the counter-protesters. I guess technically the Nazis are the protesters, and then the counter-protesters are the masses of people. I'd say it's probably swelled now to, I don't know, 4,000 or 5,000, something like that right now.
The Nazi threat! Never again! Never forget! Never ignore the Nazi threat! Never again! Never forget! Never ignore the Nazi threat!
And shirt on with his Nazi helmet and his swastika on his left arm. And they're setting up the stage right now. More of them are marching up now. They got shields, their flags. Their flags got a little Nazi shields out. The crowds are moving closer now to the point now, getting closer and closer. They want to see the clowns come out. Some of the music in here in the background is their little theme music, I guess. And they're starting to come out with more flags. I'd say maybe there's 15 Nazis on the top of the steps right now. And they got the big giant swastika flag out now, and a kind of amalgamation of a Nazi and American flag with a swastika in the middle. And they're starting to line up into formation. And again, there's about maybe 15 of them, and now it's starting to rain a little bit here too. How fitting that is happening. They just about half the people in the crowd are putting up their middle fingers to the Nazi salute. The Nazis up there doing the Nazi salute. There's probably, I'd say about 15 in uniform, and maybe another 10 that are on the side of them that just did the Nazi salute. It's really starting to rain now. It's really starting to rain pretty hard. It looks like a lot of the crowd is still staying around, though. A few are leaving, but the Black Bloc is starting to come down. The anarchist group Black Bloc, all masked up. Starting to walk down the street so far peacefully. They got a bunch of black flags all masked up. The Black Bloc is walking us past now. There's probably, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 in the Black Bloc so far. Kerchiefs over, bandanas over their faces, and walking down the black flags. And it's really starting to rain, like pouring rain type thing, and more people are coming out of the crowd now and putting the bandanas on. Looks like the group is getting bigger and bigger. More and more people are putting bandanas on their faces, joining them from the crowd, kind of mulling in with them. Rain is coming down very, very hard now. I'd say the crowd is starting to peel off a little bit. People are getting bandanas on and following the crowd around. Looks like they're going to try to make the way to the other end of the Capitol here. It's really raining, like pouring rain right now. Nazis are doing some more Zig Heil stuff, and it's really pouring. You might be able to hear it in the background. A lot of people starting to peel off. Looks like the Black Bloc is going to be circling the Capitol here. So far, the police aren't really moving their position to the Black Bloc at all. There's Black Bloc maybe had, now, I don't know, 50 people joined them. It's really, really even hard to hear the Nazis speaking, even with their powerful PA system over the crowd noises. Try to get a little bit of what they're saying for you. So I'm about as close as they're going to allow anybody to get to, and it's really, really hard to even hear what they're trying to say.
Black Bloc is being followed by a lot of the younger people kind of pulling out of the crowd now and kind of marching behind them.
You are listening to the audio interviews, sounds, and voices I got this weekend, Saturday, August 26, as the Nazis came to Madison, Wisconsin. You have been listening to 93.3 WNRB Wausau. Real life, real learning, real radio.
Rain has kind of slowed down to a trickle at this point. Currently doing some more Zig Heil, and you really can't really hear what they're saying over the crowd noises. Black Bloc has now moved kind of closer to the fence area. Black Bloc has just surrounded a Nazi that was out in the crowd right now. Okay, some police are just coming into the middle of the Black Bloc, kind of provoking the situation here. Black Bloc is putting the police officer's badge numbers here. Black Bloc is putting a banner up between the police officers and the rest of the Black Bloc.
We're here to protect people.
Across the street from the anarchists now are a bunch of, kind of they're code pink, but they're all bunnies and pink outfits walking down the street now across the street. Tomatoes are now being thrown at the Nazis. They're kind of far away. It's going to be hard to get it up to them. Some police are watching. Looks like police are going to try to nab some people here. So, police are rustling down a person now. Police just tackled two kids now. I'm not sure why they're doing it. They're right in front of me right now. Cops are pushing the other more people, the Black Bloc. They're arresting a bunch of people right now. Got two kids on the ground. The scuffle between more police officers. Got batons out right now. Just arrested a third person, it looks like. They're arresting more people. They're trying to take them down. Just arrested one kid, taking them away right now. Cops got the batons out right in front of me. Looks like they arrested, snatch squad came in and arrested three of them, it looks like. Looks like they're taking away three people. Not sure why they did that. There was some tomatoes being thrown, but they couldn't possibly have gotten close to the fence. So now they're grabbing three of them. The tear gas canisters have come out, now they're pointing it at the, Black Bloc people. Police are starting to back up a little bit. Looks like they've arrested three of the younger people from the group. Again, I'm not sure why. I was right in front of them. There was some tomatoes being thrown into the group, possibly even getting close to any of the Nazis. But for some reason, the cops came running in and tackled three of them, put them down really, really hard. So that's what's happening here right now. Hey, I'm with Indy Media. Can you repeat that?
Something tells me we should organize against the cops and not the Nazis.
Why do you feel that?
Because the cops just busted some kid's head for passing out tomatoes. Seems pretty nonviolent to me.
Yeah.
Tomatoes.
Yeah, it seems goofy. The tomatoes couldn't possibly have reached anybody, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. So again, there was three arrests right in front of me, literally. Some tomatoes got thrown at the... Well, kind of in the general direction of the Nazis. Couldn't possibly have reached them. Snatch squad came in and outright tackled three younger guys, smashed the guy's head. He looks like he's bleeding a little bit. Now the Black Bloc is moving on. Cops have put away the tear gas canisters. Now the cops are starting to form up behind them. It looks like they're going to try to push down or move around for some reason. The rain has pretty much stopped now. The crowd, I think it thinned out maybe 10%. A lot of people still here. A lot of people, everybody's turning their back now on the Nazis. I guess in symbolic gesture against the Nazis. Most people just turn their back against them now. Again, it's hard to even hear what they're saying above the crowd noises and chants and shouts.
Innocent people! Cops just arrested! Innocent people! Cops just arrested!
What just happened here?
Cops just arrested innocent people!
Innocent people!
What just happened here up there?
I'm not sure. I just saw two people getting arrested.
I heard three, so...
One woman knocked down on her face on the concrete.
By the police officers, right?
Yeah, and they were jumping on top of her. That's all I saw in the crowd.
Thank you.
Somebody threw some tomatoes or something because there was a bunch of tomatoes on the ground.
Great, thank you. What's happening up there?
I'm not sure. We were chanting. We moved forward. Next thing I know, I saw a cop grabbing someone, throwing them to the ground. pounds.
Yeah, looks like three of them got taken down.
Two or three, I'm not sure. There were attempts on arrests. I think those might have led to the next couple.
Okay, thank you.
I had two uncles died fighting them bastards in World War II. They have no fucking business in my city.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. The Nazis are doing their Hitler salute again. And the reaction from the crowd, again, a lot of middle fingers back up again. So the police just kind of started to surround the black block a little bit here, it looks like. They move around them. They're keeping a tight eye on them now. These like 10 people in pink bunny outfits, I presume from Code Pink, but I'm not sure. But it's marching in front of the crowd right now. Pretty hilarious.
I see a really justified response to a bunch of schmucks.
Yeah. Who are the schmucks in this case?
If you don't know, it's no use telling.
Well, it's all from my radio office.
But they're up there in the Capitol.
Great. And what do you think of these people all dressed up in black hair?
I think these people are the living example of patriotism. Patriotism, the best definition I've heard, is that patriotism is defending your country against the government.
Great. Thank you, sir.
That's what the anarchists are about.
Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. So the police are really keeping a close eye now on the black bloc people. They're like basically wherever they go, they follow the black bloc people right now. Really, really close, like 4 feet away from some of them. The black bloc is about half the size it was earlier now. Kind of joined the crowd against the Nazi protests. I gotta say, from being right next to the group where the tomatoes got thrown, it was pretty outrageous how cops just dumped a bunch of students right on the sidewalk. I mean, really wasn't necessary. The tomatoes probably went 50 yards from where the Nazis possibly even could be. So, pretty brutal. Police now are literally right behind the black blockers, like right on their backs. I'm not sure why. There's maybe 20 black blockers that have kind of moved into the crowd now and is chanting with the rest of the crowd against the Nazis. Not like they could really do anything at this point, even if they wanted to. You got an obvious undercover cop that's right now in the middle trying to look at the black blockers and trying to point people out and stuff. They just pointed at me and taking pictures of me now for some reason.
You are listening to the audio interviews, sounds, and voices I got this weekend, Saturday, August 26th, as the Nazis came to Madison, Wisconsin.
The rain definitely had ended. It came down pretty hard for a while there, and I'd say there's all around the corner of this Capitol, I'd say there's like maybe 5,000 to 7,000 at least here. So Nazis are still doing their Zig Heil and still talking. Nobody can hear. I can't hear a darn thing they're saying, and I'm about as close as you can possibly get to them. So their message definitely isn't reaching anybody. There's some Nazi up on the podium right now, looking pretty sketchy looking guy with his tan shirt on and his tie and his swastika on his arm. And behind him is a bunch of flags, the Nazi flags, and at a little podium, and a bunch of people with shields around them, little red shields with, I can't even make out what the shields say. They did have a big banner over there earlier that had something about the telephone number you could do. But again, it's so far away, you can't possibly hear their message, which is probably good. Anarchists are handing out nice flyers that say, embarrass the Nazis in the hotel that is hosting them. 10 p.m. tonight, this will be a peaceful rally to show the NSM, the National Socialist Movement, I guess, their hate is not welcome in our town. And it's Clarion Suites just off of Van Buren, 2110 Rimrock Road, I guess in Madison. And it gives a telephone number to make reservations if you want to, or who the reservations are, I guess. Apparently some people found out where they're staying, and they're going to go and show them they don't appreciate them being there as well. There's another gentleman here that are trying to shut down the Nazis. I'm wondering why you're here today. Maybe give me your first name, city you're from.
My name's Harry, and I'm from Milwaukee. And I came down here because I'm Jewish. And, you know, I mean, the Jewish community chose to ignore what was going on here. But I feel like if we're ignoring it, we're saying that it's okay. And that they can come here unopposed, and they can't. And they need to know that.
Okay, right now some of the black blockers are trying to move in mass, and the cops are literally, literally right on them. So I'm not sure why they are. There's maybe 20 younger looking kids, some of them masked up, some of them not, all wearing black, carrying black flags, and I'll follow them, follow with the cops as well.
As the Black Bloc walks down, chanting, a lot of people clapping as they walk down the street. Police pretty much just cleared out of their way as they walk down the street right now. A lot of people jumping out ahead of them with their banner, taking pictures of them. Getting a lot of applause from the group for being down here, I guess. Right now, a police officer is frisking someone for some reason because he's carrying a sign. He's being frisked. I'm not sure why he's being frisked. This kid was doing it. He's carrying a sign, and then the cop comes up and asks him, "Is going to check your pockets?" And he frisked him from the outside for some reason. Who knows why? What did you think of that?
I witnessed it. They were illegally searching that man. I believe there's something called civil liberties. I don't think this man here is committing a crime. I'm a little confused as to why they were searching him without probable cause. I believe that goes against certain amendments, like Fourth Amendment. I believe illegal search and seizure. You know, I'm a little shocked. These guys are just holding a sign. They're not breaking the law. They're expressing their freedom of speech.
Yeah, absolutely. He's on the tail end, and the cop just started frisking him.
Why he started frisking him, I don't know. Maybe those, like, you know, crazy thoughts that if you stand for something, you must have illegal things on you, you know. I was really shocked. That seemed pretty odd.
Black Bloc just broke out in spontaneous dancing in the streets here, waving their black flags around and stuff. Color guard. Looks like the Nazis might be winding down and doing some more Zig Heils and getting big giant boos from the crowd. Nazis are now, looks like they're ripping up and throwing around a Jewish flag. So for some reason, this officer picked up the bandana and the person that was holding it wants it back, but the cop won't give it back to him for some reason. I'm not too sure why that would be. He just had it on the ground. The marchers start marching, and then all of a sudden the guy goes to pick it up, and a cop runs in there and grabs it and won't give it back to him. Just a folded up banner. It's pretty goofy. Guess this is what democracy looks like.
I walk this street every day.
I just want you to chill out, okay? We don't want any problems. Just chill out.
We wouldn't walk down a street.
I know you do. But they're saying no.
Resisting what? What are we resisting?
Are we resisting the Nazis or the police? Is there a difference?
We tell you not to cross the line, you cross the line.
Police set up a police line across the street. A bunch of people wanted to go and say goodbye to the Nazis. I guess on the bus, and then cops stopped them. They won't let people leave the area. They'll let them come into it, but they basically won't let them. Now the entire Black Bloc and all their supporters are running around the other side of the Capitol building in an attempt to actually get out of the square that they've pinned them into. So a bunch of police are moving to try to counter that. So the Black Bloc just found out where the Nazis are going to be coming out the back part of the building. I'd say about 50 Black Blockers and supporters, maybe more, are out right next to the buses. The really hardcore riot police now are making a huge line between the buses and the Black Blockers and the other people protesting the Nazis as they're going to be loading up on their buses. So a big contingency. The Black Blockers are going to be marching back and forth across the crosswalks. Another part of them is right next to the buses, maybe 10 feet from the buses where the Nazis are going to load up. There's probably outnumbered by, there's probably, I don't know, 200 riot police out here. Maybe 100 protesters, half of them Black Blockers right now. The Nazis are coming out right now. They're loading up on their bus. Getting on their bus. They're all giving the Zig Heil as they get onto their bus. They're giving the Zig Heil. I haven't seen a Nazi yet get on a bus that's under 40. It's a really old white people. Now the Black Blockers and some of the demonstrators are all going to, looks like they're going to try to block the intersection from leaving.
The numbers are getting bigger and bigger under crosswalks as they cross back and forth of the crosswalk. The mounted police just came in now. Looks like also riot police are coming, converging on the area. A lot of the demonstrators from the other side of the Capitol now are joining us as well. Right now we're marching across the back and forth across the crosswalks. Looks like the mounted police are going to form a wedge with their horses and try to go right through the black blockers. Looks like that's the way they're going to be going about it. The police are starting to try to back up the black blockers. At the same time, the motorcycle group is revving their engines, and the mounted police are coming down escorting the two yellow buses all at the same time. They're telling the bus, the police officers having the van back up so the horses can basically make a charge through the blockade. There's probably 50 people, maybe more, in the intersection right now trying to blockade. Is don't be afraid, join the blockade, you might be able to hear them saying right now. And here come the mounted horses right now. So, and here come the horses. We're coming right charging right through, literally charging right through the group. Just knocked over a bunch of people. Well, they're knocking over a bunch of people. Some people on a pipe are wrestling with a police officer, a riot cop. The horses are moving them in. Riot police are trying to create a corridor here as the mounted police charge into the black block some more. Here come the State Patrol riot police that are escorting the buses out. We're probably 5 feet from the buses right now. The black blockers are locking arms trying to stop it from happening.
Fascists are welcome! Fascists go home!
Now the riot police are forming a big giant line trying to them to come through. Black block keeps on getting pushed back. Pushed a lot more riot police than there are black blockers, that's for certain. So they keep on escorting the riot police are basically walking alongside the buses. It's the black blockers that are still linking arms. And the black blockers now are running alongside the street, alongside the buses. Looks like the buses have successfully have gone through. Mounted police have just pushed more black blockers off to the side. Some people holding up an Israeli sign against the fascists that are now leaving, who have successfully now have left. Looks like I don't see any arrests right now from what I can tell. This young lady that got pushed over had a little blood on her leg. That's just about it right now. A couple of the Madison police cars that were sort of on the side also got a little scratched up in the scuffles. Looks like everything's pretty much back blacked off now. It's pretty much over. The black block is marching down Washington with a bunch of supporters right now, away from the Capitol. Mounted police have pulled back now. That's pretty much it. That was a send-off for the Nazis here in Madison. Tonight at their hotel, which they found what their hotel is, they'll be meeting them at their hotel tonight. This is Mike Cannon reporting from Madison, Wisconsin on Saturday when the Nazis came and were defeated.
And now the Nazi hunter himself, Mike Cannon.
Well, that's it for the Nazis. One cute thing did happen while the Black Bloc was confronting the Nazis and the police was that a bride and groom came to the Capitol for some pictures and stood on the wall as the protesters confronted the Nazis. The protesters took some time out to give them a big round of applause as they took their wedding photos with the state capitol in the background, the Nazis, the protesters, and the cops all running around on the grounds. Now there is a unique wedding photo for you. Got any thoughts, gripes, suggestions, or comments about this show? Well, you could keep them to yourself, or better yet, you could write me at themikecannonshow@hotmail.com. That's all one word, themikecannonshow@hotmail.com. Up next, in honor of the Katrina and the struggles that took place down there last year and continuing through this year, I'm going to air the 5-minute montage from the interviews I got while I was volunteering down there last year in October. And that'll be followed by Woo's Child, Katrina's song, Guilty, lest we forget.
As some of you may know, I went down to New Orleans recently and interviewed some residents and activists of that devastated area. I plugged into the Common Ground Collective, and you can check them out at commongroundrelief.org. That's commongroundrelief.org. To close my show today, I'll have this 5-minute montage of those interviews.
We're not just down here for a couple months. We're working here to make this into a permanent clinic here in the community that's run by community members and controlled by community members. And it's a long process, and it's going to take a lot of effort and a lot of money, so folks want to help out. This is a place to do it.
Of all the problems of racism and classism that were existing down here before, what happened down here was a whole series of human rights violations against people of the Gulf Coast was perpetrated by the city, state, and federal governments in conjunction with many national and international-based relief organizations.
That lack of organization from the government and what they're kind of where they're falling through, what you've seen where they fall through at?
Well, from what I've seen, it seems to be very bureaucratic in terms of getting supplies to any of the relief centers. You have to be able to prove your ID of residency. You need to prove that you're from the area. Most people have lost most of the paperwork since Katrina and Rita have hit, that they don't have the proper paperwork to provide to show that they're a resident. And without that, and you go to a federally run relief center, your chances of getting supplies are next to nothing.
It's a class war that's being waged down here, and that folks around the country have to remember that just because, you know, CNN or Fox News is saying, oh, all services are 100% open down here, that's a you walk around and is it, you know, 10 square block area, and you'll see that, you know, half to two-thirds of the businesses still aren't open. And it's a matter of blatant lies being perpetrated against the people of New Orleans, saying, oh, they're all hunky-dory now, where there are whole neighborhoods that don't have power, that don't have water.
A friend of mine that works for Palestine Indy Media, that has been in Palestine for long periods of time, repeated visits, said that she felt like this was Palestine. Between the military checkpoints and the curfews that would change on a whim of the authorities, the curfews, you'd get a different answer whoever you asked, because there were no military, there were no police here, in some places for the first 3, 6 to 8 days, depending on what specific neighborhood and who you ask. There was none of that presence on the ground. And then as soon as the military was here, they were acting like the checkpoints were necessary to keep out looters. I was like, you missed the boat, you're too late, you're lying, you're hypocritical, you're just wrong.
It's really important that people get down here if they can. I mean, I know everyone's busy, I know everyone has a lot of things they need to do with their time, but this is a place where people are needed. I know that the Red Cross and FEMA are saying they don't need more bodies, and the reason that they're saying that is because they don't want people coming down here. They don't want people to know what they're doing. They don't want people to see the atrocities that are being committed every day. They don't want people to see the damage. They don't want people to really realize the war that's being waged right now, the war for New Orleans that's being fought.
I spent a long time researching who the owners were. I come back down here, and I'm told one of the women who wasn't at our meetings had been intimidated to force to give over her key, and her and her 4 children were out on the street, and she was crying. And we can't get in contact with that woman. We wish we could. So here we've got these landlords that are going around the law and certainly going around what's right and bullying, intimidating, bluffing people out. They've already got construction crews over here, contractors, all these things, and they're telling 75-year-old women that they might get hit by trucks. It's just, you know, veiled threats, and it's just unacceptable.
Around here, I look at an apartment, they say $1,000 for deposit, $1,000 for rent. I am a person clean houses. The people not come back yet. I don't have enough money for pay that apartments. Very expensive for me. I don't have place to go.
The need is still here, even in Algiers, where a lot of the community businesses aren't open, and it's 100 times fold that in huge swaths of this town, like in the 9th Ward, where almost nobody's back because there's no infrastructure set up there. So thanks again for all your efforts, and Common Ground's an awesome place, and I hope people get a chance to come down and check it out, and at least check out the website at commongroundrelief.org.
You know you only had one shot, to make it right, to do the right thing, so listen to the Mike Cannon Show.
I'll do another press conference until the resources are in this city, and then come down to this city and stand with us when there are military trucks and troops that we can't even count. Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here. It's too doggone late. Now get off your asses and let's do something, and let's fix the biggest goddamn crisis in the history of this country.
Mr. President.
Yeah, Katrina hit N.O. when I was vacationing. People dying, it took a few days to take it in. Wasn't ready to leave yet, but the show that I cared, I cut it 2 days short and still wasn't there. Leader of the free world, but put the blame on a mayor who never had the resources to be prepared. Compare him to Giuliani, question his leadership, while I sit and do nothing to save this sinking ship. Play the politics, they need to ask for help instead of common sense. People left for death, as simple as mobilizing food and water. I let days pass as Americans viewed in horror. Black faces pleading, thinking they've been abandoned. Hacking through the attic, stranded, and couldn't understand that incompetence starts from the top and works its way down. You knew it when I was elected, nothing left to say now.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Let's get the spin machine going. Label them refugees, make them less than citizens, so it ain't affecting me. Show the worst of the worst, globalize the looting, but don't show the dead bodies floating in the sewage. Don't show the mother searching for baby supplies, or the vast majority taking what they need so that they can survive. Cause I haven't sent them water or food, and seriously, in the midst of hopelessness, what's a father to do? Keep dehumanizing the survivors, talk up the lawlessness to keep my hide about the fire. Cause I could have sent troops, they not all in Iraq. Stop the foolishness, I ain't calling them back. I gotta make this a bipartisan issue. America's not ready to face racism, much harder to get through. It'll be an easy sell, cause I'm not a racist. You never heard me use the word nigger in public places.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
There is nothing happening, and they're feeding the public a line of bull, and it's spinning, and people are dying.
Doesn't care about black people.
When Rehnquist died, I breathed a sigh of relief. One death in 5 days, not provided by me. Plus, I could change the subject, nominate a replacement faster than I can save the public. Hold a press conference, show that I'm displeased. Keep talking about the process instead of sending relief. I'm a busy man, that's for Homeland Security. It's FEMA's job, I gave them every opportunity. So they weren't qualified, well neither am I. And I've been president not once but twice. How can anyone be mad when you know I lied to your face and sent the troops to Baghdad? I got you to give me the Patriot Act. I got all the power I need to start invading Iraq, but not enough to save a dad or a mother or children, and definitely not no sisters or no brothers.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
The guy who runs this building I'm in, emergency management, he's responsible for everything. His mother was trapped in St. Bernard Nursing Home, and every day she called him and said, "Are you coming, son? Is somebody coming?" And she said, "Yeah, mama, somebody's coming to get you. Somebody's coming to get you on Tuesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Wednesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Thursday. Somebody's coming to get you on Friday." And she drowned Friday night. She drowned Friday night.
Mr. President.
Nobody's coming to get us. Nobody's coming to get us. The secretary has promised. Everybody's promised. They've had press conferences. I'm sick of the press conferences. For God's sakes, shut up and send us somebody.
You are listening to a radio. Because of the time it takes for radio to travel to Earth from distant sources, radio astronomers are able to see the universe as it appeared more than 10 billion years ago. The artificial radio broadcast you are listening to now portrays the universe as it was just 1 second ago. Stay current. Listen to the Mike Cannon Show.